For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
We know that with the flesh, there are things that are impossible. On our own accord, on our connections, our intellect, our intuition, there are things that we cannot predict, and there are things that we cannot permutate together to calculate our future. But Lord, you know Monday, Tuesday, you know Wednesday, you know everything to the last second of December 2020. You know the part of the drafts that will not work in our favor. You know people that will meet, that will thwart anything that concerns us. And you know the right people that will meet, that will connect us to destiny. You know who will speak for us in the gates and will receive favor. You know what and what we need to know in the spirit to receive the result that we need. I pray for every one of us, including myself, that Lord, you show us what we need in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone you need in your life in the remaining part of this year and beyond to make your expectations come to pass. That the anointing of God will move north, south, east, and west of this country and beyond. And may those things become possible for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, are they not ministering spirits, speaking of angels, that are sent to minister unto those that are heirs of salvation? And you and I are heirs of salvation. And Father Lord, we are right. And let that entity to the ministry of angels in our life. I ask concerning everyone here that angels be released concerning what you said and begin to walk and make it possible for you in the name of Jesus. For Lord, as we sleep, may people talk for us. As we sleep, may system work to begin to make us. We may be eating, but somebody in Enugu is calculating and fighting for us. We may be traveling, but somebody in Abuja is speaking on our behalf. Anywhere we are that may those things begin to work to make everything we present before you happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your mind, I pray for your heart, that God will build you in character, build you in spiritual stamina, that when those things you ask for come, you'll be able to know them, discern them, and receive them. In the name of Jesus. Father, I believe you answered me, and I believe you led me to prophesy. And you are the God that confirmed the word of your servants, and you performed the counsel of your messengers. Thank you, Lord, because you will honor this word today, and we will testify to your faithfulness. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can take our seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we excited to be in church? Hallelujah. Please, I want to encourage us to be very, very sensitive to seasons and times. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking of the sons of Issachar, they are sons that have understanding of the seasons. And then the children of Israel were at their command. Are we together? Now, some of us, we only have 1 month left for us to be together. Is that true? Some of us, most of us will not be together forever. But I believe our meeting is a connection for God. And then, you need to be sensitive that you'll be able to receive everything that is meant for you. Are we together? Praise God. Praise God. Now, the month of July is a very special month for us. It will be the month of the supernatural. Praise God. It's okay. Hallelujah. And then it will be a month of our annual conference, Zion, Homecoming 15th. I believe all of us have seen the publication. It's the best of its kind in history. All together in this ministry. All together. It'll be an awesome month. And then we have also the Basbitu Sanford, which will be on the 26th of July. All together. Now that we don't want this one to be ordinary. We want it to be spectacular. Praise God. Pastor Ezekiel will be preaching on that day. Together. And then we want to have a leader that will head the team. Is it Minister Ezekiel now? Michael. Is it Minister Michael or Michael? Michael will head Batch B team. I'm together. Just be on your feet. Let's pray for you. Father, we pray for wisdom and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. So that Sunday, all I will do is to come and pray for the people. And then they will be in charge. If they say that day, no worship, it's only prayer, all truth. that is left to them altogether. Yeah. If they say no prayers, only worship, all true, that is left. That's why he's the leader to calculate that day. If they say there's picnic before their self worth, it's up to them altogether. Yeah. So whatsoever they plan is going to be possible. That would be, I believe, when it's time for C1, it'll be better.
Yes.
It's time for C to be better altogether. Yes, and I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, concerning the forthcoming conference, it really going to be a lot. It's going to cost us a lot. All together?
Yes, sir.
They encourage us. You know, one of the major source of income and finances for many churches is tithes and offerings. All together? Yes, that's the major source. I can tell you because I'm in ministry and I've prayed a lot of people. That is it. So I encourage us to give as much as you can, so that we'll have the best in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We cover hotels, build a honorarium, the mini feeding of 4 guests. We just pray that the corona will be down so that people will be able to travel down. That is apart from the ministers, other people. All together?
Amen.
Now, the month of June has been the month of prayer and the word. Praise God. Has been the month of prayer and the word. Now, the best thing that any man of God can teach you or give you is prayer and the word of God. All together? That is the best everybody or anybody can give you. Because if I give you the word of God, inside the word of God, and I teach you how to study, you will find favor inside. Is it true? Inside the word of God, you will find grace inside. You will find anointing. Everything you are looking for, you find financial success. You find relationship stability. You find health, restoration. Everything you are looking for is in the word of God. And if a man of God can teach you how to pray, and you learn how to pray, and you pray effectively, you will see every result. Altogether, you'll not be moving from Mountain of Fire to Christ Embassy, Christ Embassy to Living Faith, Living Faith to Dunamis, Dunamis to CAC, CAC to where again? Looking for solution. No. You'll be able to talk to God personally and have encounters. All together? So I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody that the teachings have helped you so far in the month of June? Your prayer life, your wonder. Let me see your hands up. Like, I want somebody to give me a practical situation, like a practical, don't turn in your hands. Okay, let me hear you. Amen. Amen.
For the month of June, this month of June, we talk about prayer. Personally, I can talk about events whereby we pray for things in church.
Okay.
I personally prayed for open heaven two weeks ago, and that was when I saw that God can create need. Somewhere so that somebody can just call me and just sort things for you.
Very true.
That happened to me that week.
Okay.
And there was a time I shared a testimony here as planning. Now I thought that God, if the Lord does not open works for me for that week, I asked for just at least a work. And the Lord did open 3 works for me as planning. That was in terms of prayer.
And yes, prayer. All right, God bless you. Hallelujah. Now this is a time of resolve to prayer. Is that true? All the testimony are powerful. But it has been a bottle of testimony. Not the family testimony. Don't be intimidated. Share testimonies always. This week you called me about an amazing testimony. Since you didn't mention it in details, I'll not be the one to say it in details. But it was mind-blowing. Altogether, yes, it's like that. It works. For anybody that personally your prayer life, you pray more, you discover that the grace to pray more is okay. That's, I wanted to know so that I know I'm not wasting my time. Hallelujah.
That's talking about
in particular needs. Yes.
Like, you don't just say it and okay. Stop there. You pinpoint
in details, yes.
And since then, I've been praying. There's not that I was asking God for, and I wanted so much just like for them that, okay, I tell you that this is
like that.
And it just happened. Not somebody from there, she just called me from there and, you know, confirmed it. And just 2 days, I'll be 2 days ago, that was on Friday, when we're talking about the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm this kind of person that when I read word of God, I look out for the thanksgiving, like everything just thanksgiving and all of those. But recently, like after that Friday, I said, we just see another dimension of God, you know. Another, okay, especially when it comes to, let's say, holy living, and that fire and hammer.
Yes.
That fire and hammer, praise the Lord. I want to say, appreciate the Lord.
Hallelujah. This is very interesting. This is what gives a man of God joy. Hallelujah. That what he's doing is really, not that not just passing praying and just shouting and the people are just looking at him and they're not seeing personal results. And this encourages. How many of you like this? How many of you like to be encouraged? Alright. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we looked at the word of God and for prayers and then we started on the word of God last Sunday. What was the topic for last Sunday? What? addiction to the world. Is that true? We said addiction is what was addiction? A mental disorder that has to do with compulsive craving and consequence. Is that correct? That even if you don't want to, we look at Job 23 verse 12. Can we have that? Job 23 verse 12. Say addiction is a mental disorder that has to do with compulsion. I'm saying there's a positive term to it. Whether you can be, you become compulsorily addicted to the word of God. Neither have I come back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Old King James will say above my necessary food. Praise God. Now, when somebody is addicted, if you meet anybody has been addicted to India, and they wake up in the morning, even without anything, once they are taking that their addiction, they are normal. Is that true? Because that is a problem. Even if they have eaten, no matter, give them chicken and turkey, anything, they are not okay until that substance has entered their body. Because that is addictive substance. That is the way it can be to you with the word of God. That you will not be normal in your day. Your software will be malfunctioning until you take a dosage of the word of God. Are we together? So when we look at facts about the word of God, and I believe it was awesome, we look at 12 facts. I don't know if I can remember most of them. We look at what the word of God represents to a believer. Very, very awesome. All together. And then we looked at the word of God. Now we'll be looking at addiction to the word of God part 2. Praise God. Now, Psalms 119 verse 99. Psalms 119 verse 99. Psalms 119 verse 105 says, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and then a light unto my path. All together. Now we're continuing from where we stopped. Psalms 119 verse 99 says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Psalms 119 verse 105 also. Psalms 119 verse 105 also. 119 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Hallelujah. When you need to walk a little distance, you need only a small light. Is that correct? But when you want to drive a car and a light onto my path, when you want to drive, you need a headlamp to be fully zoomed so that I'll be able to see clearly. Is that correct? So, the word of God can be both of them. Your word is a lamp. If you are going to be a local champion, you only need to know John 3:16 and Matthew 7:7. You'll be a local champion because you're not traveling far. But if you want to go to America with me, you need higher dosage. Is that true? How many of you want to go to America with me? You want to go to Israel with me? You need a higher dosage of revelation. You need lower money to enter KK. That's 50 naira from here to Grand Junction. You need a higher level of money to enter a plane. True? So the higher you go, a lamb is only for your feet. Only a small distance. The word of God can do that for you. A little revelation can take you how far. But when you need a light onto your path, a long distance, you need a long-lasting revelation. Hallelujah. So I'll be teaching us some techniques about studying the word of God, how the word of God can begin, how you practically study the word of God. You know, there's one we call reading the Bible. Deuteronomy, the first is techniques of reading the studying the word of God is general reading. Deuteronomy 31 from verse 10 to 13. Deuteronomy 31 from verse 10 to 13. And then Joshua chapter 8 from verse 34 to 35. Now when you read Matthew chapter 12 verse 5, the Bible says, have you not read? Matthew 19 verse 4, have you not read? Matthew chapter 12 verse 3, always says, have you not read? He said, and Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of Tabernacles, years 11 to 14, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, that is, when church service now, thou shalt what? Read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Yes, 12. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gate, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. Altogether. Now, when you read the Bible, there are three effects of reading. Number one is reading creates general awareness of the facts, the truth, and the knowledge. Like when you just read, you are just aware. You read the Bible from Matthew, from Genesis, it creates general awareness. All together. Like the way you know that the book of Kings, Chronicles, is talking about the kings in the Bible and kings that have ruled Israel. Is that correct? And then the book of the four gospels is generally talking about who? Jesus Christ. That's true. Around Jesus and the disciples. That's not true. The epistle is the later apostle. So that's why reading does. It creates general awareness. Second effect of reading is reading generates and weighs your appetite for the word of God. And that's the first level. When you read, it generates appetite for the word of God. When you read the Bible, say, I am the Lord your God that giveth you power to prosper. Oh, prosperity in the Bible, it whets your appetite. Is that correct? How together? You know, there are hotels, when you go, there's what they call, they give you, what is the name of that they call before the main dish? Appetizer. Hallelujah. It will make you feel more hungry. You will not eat the mama food forever.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It will make you feel more hungry and empty your stomach for the food that's about to come. And then the main dish, and then you have the top course that will balance you out. How to get that? So when you read, it is like an appetizer. It just whets your appetite. You just want to know more. It creates awareness. Number three effect of reading is reading enhances your pursuit. Just like when you saw the first Indomie advert, you just aware this is Indomie, and then you began to look for money to buy Indomie, or you saw iPhone 11, you just want to buy it. Is that correct? That's what reading does to you. It foils your pursuit. Because you now know that there is something in the kingdom called health. Because you have read it, and you are just perusing through, and then you just saw it, and then it has whetted your appetite, and then it enhances your pursuit. The next level is studying. The first level is reading, the next level is studying. Now, reading is important. Don't underrate any of them. Reading is very, very important. Just read, awareness. And generally, I suggest, if you want to read, don't use King James. All together? Use which kind of Bible? Message, Living Bible, NIV, Amplify. Amplify is Amplified King James, actually. You know that? Amplify is actually King James. Those are, they have amplified the King James. And then you make it softer. So translation that make the Bible look softer, like novel. Hallelujah. These are the times you can lie down, you can sit down, you can be comfortably reading the Bible. Just be aware that the way you are reading a novel is very, very important. All together, very, very important. The next level is studying. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. The next level is studying. Study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. As a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly what? Dividing the word of truth. So after reading, the next level is studying. Now there are two effects of study. Number one, study brings understanding and revelation. Study to show yourself approved unto God, the woman that needed to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now study brings understanding and revelation. Now you have heard, when you are reading, you just say a word, atonement. Is that true? And then you now study on the word atonement. What is atonement? Now you understand it, and then you have a revelation. Are we together? The smell of food doesn't satisfy you. How many of you have passed close to a bakery before, especially when you are fasting? Has it ever happened to anybody? That sad means it has really happened to you, I'm telling you. Close to a bakery when you are fasting. My God. But that thing that doesn't satisfy your hunger. Is that not true? You really want to understand what is happening to that vegetable, go inside and buy and eat. So that's why reading is like it wastes your appetite. Then you go inside, get the bread, and begin to understand it. Whether the salt is too much, whether it's soft, whether it's hard, whether it is hard too much blueberry or too much saccharine. Is that not true? You begin to understand when you study, you understand the word, and then you have revelation. On Wednesday, I talked about 7 kinds of knowledge. We have gnosis, that is general experimental scientific knowledge. We have epignosis. Then we have, I thought of the highest one is EIDOI, that you become awareness, where you become aware of the information altogether, and then you understand it. The second effect of study is studying gives you ability to explain and have deeper depth of what you studied. Acts 17 from verse 2 to 3. Acts 17, 2 to 3. Study gives you the ability to explain what you study and have a greater understanding of what you study. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Saturdays, he reasoned with them of the scriptures. He explained to them. Don't forget the one we read in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, you'll be able to explain to somebody. Now, if I ask you, explain music in the Bible, can you really explain? How do you get that? If I ask you now, explain music, you're a worshiper. You know that there are many worshippers, you ask them to explain music, they cannot explain from the Bible. True? I said, okay, show me a passage in the Bible that has to do with music. Say, and David does in the Lord. Yes, many people cannot really understand and explain because they only read about it. They don't really understand the dynamics. If you ask me now to explain chemical kinetics, I can really explain it because I understand the way it works. All together, you understand the way it works. So studying gives the ability to explain. You can really be able to reproduce the information. If somebody picks you aloof or just picks you unaware and say, come on, take the mic. Now tell us how to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. All together, we'll be able to explain. You know that there's a gift of the Holy Spirit. That is, you know. But we'll be able to explain it and say how it came, how people can receive it, and then open the parts of the Bible. You know, many people know many scriptures but don't know where it is in the Bible. True? That is the result of reading. When you study, it says, how do you get that? When you study that scripture, you study one scripture, you underline, you look at it, you go back, you come back, that you know where it is. How do you get that? So studying gives you the ability to explain and have deeper depth. Number three effect is studying helps you to discern doctrines and principles. When you study, you'll be able to discern easily doctrines and principles. 2 Timothy 2:15, once again, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, that is able to rightly divide. Altogether, rightly divide. Now, if I come before you and I tell you, before you preach, you must be fasting. You are not permitted to preach. How can you preach the word of God when you are fasting? You should be able to discern that is a wrong doctrine. That's true. If that is my dealing, it's not a doctrine. Do you understand? Many people or many dogma we have in churches as a result of the dealings of the head of the general overseer. Naturally, we are inclined, like personally, I don't like people seeking when it's time to pray. That's my inclination. That's why, you know, that's my dealing. But some people else, it's not. So, in the Kina Encounter Center, it's almost a rule. I don't like it when it's time for the assessment and then we are singing. But that is not a rule. That is a dogma in the Bible. I cannot say that is a doctrine. I can go to another church and say, why are you doing this one? No. But that is my dealing. Do you understand now? The more you study the word of God, you will not be easily tossed to and fro. You go there and they say, now wearing trousers is bad. You come back to the church and say, you can wear trousers, just let the shirt go to your length. You go down there and say, you are not even permitted, you can only wear suit trousers. And then you go here, your head is big, you don't even know where you stand. If the body says, skin is not bad, they say, okay, which one is the correct one? You don't even know where you stand. Why? Because you are not studied that scripture. You cannot easily discern doctrines. How do you hear that? Number three is meditation. Now, meditation is so much that it has to cross to Wednesday. Altogether, I don't have a full sermon on meditation. It will help us. The height of it all is meditation. Altogether, first you read, you are aware, and then you study. Meditation is like eating a food. When you study, you have eaten the food. Is that correct? But then the food is not useful to you until it is absorbed into your system. That is meditation. Altogether, so this topic, this Sunday, we'll not be able to talk about that. Now, I want you to give us 12 ways you can study your Bible quickly. No, sorry, 8. Before we... Number one is topical study by... Now, topical Bible study. Now, this is, some of us may have had these things, but some may not have had. Let us hear it again. Topical Bible study. Most times, you just pick a topic. Love, patience, self-control, anger, marriage, quarreling, gossip, backbiting. That is a topic, is that correct? And then you just look at it round through cross dispensation. Grace in the Old Testament is not as grace in the New Testament. How many dispensations do we have in the Bible? We have the dispensation of what? God, human government, ignorance, innocent, down to dispensation of grace, is that correct? Now you pick that study, the same word in different dispensations have different applications and different meanings. Is that true? Is it true? Yes, it's the same, it's not the same thing. So you pick a topic and then you study a topic. You can pick a study on love and study love for 1 month. Now, don't be a student and say, you know, I hear people come and say, I have been researching on love for 12 days. You sound very, very ecclesiastical and spiritual. Is that not true? So I've been studying on one topic for 7 months, 4 months. And the person may have even studied today and the next time you study that topic is next 2 weeks. Is not true? Or something because, is it true? The way I hear it quiet. That's true. Many people are going to make it look spiritual. Make it look, it looks spiritual. I've been on one topic for 1 month. It's very, very interesting. But most times, it's not something I've been consistently. Monday, next Monday, next Monday. In that 4 months they mentioned, it's only 4 times or 2 times they really studied about it. That is very true. All together? So there is topic, but topical study has to do with the topic. Then number two is chapter summary method. Now you pick a chapter. All together? You study the characters in that chapter, the principles in that chapter, the central theme of that chapter. Somebody should be able to ask what is your favorite chapter in the Bible. You should be able to see it. Say, what is your favorite chapter? Do you have one? You should have a favorite chapter. My one is Romans 8. All together? Yes. Favorite chapter, and then look at the chapter, analyze it, where it came from, where it's going to. Don't forget that when the Bible was written, there was no chapter and verses. Is it true? Yes, there was no chapter and verses. Number three is book survey method. Now, book survey method is very, very important because book survey will generally give you the general overview, background, and the theme. The way the Bible, now when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, let me survey what, you know, when I write my biography, or when I write the success, let's say I write a book on success when I was still poor. Then when I write a book on success when my life began to change, and then I write a book on success when my life has changed, what do you know? I will write different things. Is it true? Shall I come again? When I write a book on success when I was still broke, and then when my life began to change, and then when my life has completed, I wrote 3 books. In those books, I will write different things because I am looking at it at different angles. Is that not true? Yes, that is why the book of Ecclesiastes, what Solomon, was he really happy when he wrote that book? I listened to Catherine Coleman say that the most pessimistic book in the Bible is the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a book that is hopeless. Hopeless and not, and when you read that book and you are almost about committing suicide, you say the Bible gave the license to commit suicide. Because the book is hopeless. The theme generally is a theme that is down, that of hopelessness. Is it true? Yes. Now you need to understand when you read it. It was in that book I read that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. It's not biblical, it's not correct. How do you know that? Every sermon or wedding bed says the Lord has given and the Lord has taken. It's not always God. God doesn't take. The Bible says the gift and the promise of God are without repentance. Once God gives you something, He doesn't take it. How do you get that? There are many things He said there that are not really biblical, but because of the theme and the condition. Don't forget that it's not everything in the Bible that is as if God is speaking, the one speaking to you. How do you get that? So you need to observe what is really written. So when you study a book, you pick a book. My favorite book in the Bible is the book of Jeremiah. How did that? And then when you pick, where the state of Jeremiah, where was he when he was writing the book? What was really happening to him? What was the condition? When you pick a book of Matthew, that is why you have 4 gospels, different. The book of John was focused on Jesus Christ. The book of Matthew was focused on the miracle. The book of Mark was focused on something else. How did that? The book of Luke, even the way they start. So when you pick a book, you analyze it and then you can study a book. Are we together? And then number four is verse by verse analysis method. Verse by verse. Now, when you read a verse, that's when you read in between the line. You study every word, every Greek word. You study every singular and every plural. Are we together? When you read verse by verse, you study every singular, every plural, every comma, every full stop, and every exclamation mark. It's very important. Are we together? So you study verse by verse. You can pick a verse and just study on it. Look at every word in Greek, in Hebrew. What was it? And then you understand it. The next one is what we call thematic method. Thematic. T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C. Thematic. Now, thematic is not like topical. Topical is just one topic. Thematic is like, in a sentence form, the ministry of reconciliation. That is a theme. Is it true? The ministry of the reconciliation is a theme. Right now, okay, why is the reconciliation that you now begin to study for that? Now, give me an example of another theme. The theme? Salvation. Salvation is a topic. Forceful salvation is more like a theme. Love what? My papa is in love mood today. Hallelujah. Love liberty. Praise the Lord. You must study on that theme in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number six is what we call word study method. Word study. Wonder, yeah, for your love. Wonder, yeah, for your grace. Hallelujah. May be captured by love in Jesus' name. When you wake up in the morning, love is on your mind. In the afternoon. In the evening. The greatest commandment in the Bible is that you shall love the Lord your God. And then the second is what? Love your neighbor. See, the Bible says, when you have these two, your love is complete. That's not true. Very, very good. Now the next one is word study. Now when you speak word study, look at the number of times it appears in the Bible. Original meaning and application. All together. The number of times. The number of times is very, very important. So, sometimes when I do this and then I look at the number of times some word appear in the Bible, I could not almost believe it. All together. I couldn't even almost. It is because some word that you know are not even in the Old Testament at all. All together. There are some more in the New Testament that are not even in the Old Testament at all. When was the first use? Example, the word serpent was used to typify Christ in the wilderness. Is it true? Yes. So we just carry a word, study the word very, very often. This is my strongest method or my second best method altogether. Just pick a word and then just, that's why we have a lot of devices now. Just look, Google the word and look, cross through everywhere the word appears. How is it being used? Because the same word can be used in different methods altogether. So it's like the Holy Spirit is in the Bible is called what? Pneuma, is that true? But pneuma means wind. Like when the Bible says a wind blew and departed the rest, it's still okay in Hebrew is ruach. It's still word that you be used altogether. So how is it being used? You understand every word altogether. And then number 7 is character analysis method. Character analysis method. You want to get a husband carrying the character of Ruth and look at how that woman God has helped the best man in Israel. Is that not true? You want to be a fire apostle, a fire person, study Elisha or Elijah. People that their eyes were red, always toxic, and they don't know what is called negotiation. You know what I'm talking about? You want that kind of ministry, you study Elijah. Man of God, come down. If I'm a man of God, I will not show you by prophesying or by revelation. Let's fireproof. Is that kind of thing? If God is God, let him prove by fire. They can say, let the earth open. For it was fire. So you, who knows that character? I want to study love. Who will you study love? The most loving person. Who? Jesus Christ. When I study on Jesus Christ, you pick the character of Jesus Christ. My best character in the Bible, and because we're in church, I have to say Jesus Christ first. Hallelujah. But my second is Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a choleric. That's why I liked him. He's a choleric. Like, he wanted to marry. He wanted to marry Judith, and God said, no, don't marry her. Because before you marry her children, Israel will be in captivity. Israel was against him, the king was against him, the priests were against him, everybody was against him. Nobody in the Bible had that kind of future. Some people at least had wives. When they insulted you in church, you go back and your wife comforts you. True or false? Yeah, now. And then some people, other people are supporting them, like Isaiah had other people. But Jeremiah was a solo man. Is that right? And the man was determined at the point Jeremiah 20 said he wanted to keep quiet. But the word of God was shot up in his bones like fire. I love that. How does it sound? The word of God was shot up in his bones like he couldn't keep quiet. I won't talk. He can't. I like that guy. He's my favorite character. Jesus said number one. I want to get that. And then Jeremiah. If you have any time, my best book, when I want to sleep, I want to relax, is Jeremiah. I just like that guy. Just reading about him, they say, now of course, they don't be afraid. See, he was afraid of their faces, because they don't be afraid of their faces. Face them and tell them the truth. I like that kind of man, rugged man. Want to look, prophecy, Daniel, people that became powerful, and they became master of magicians. You understand, guys? Native doctor, Babalawo, Antilawo, Susia, Necromancer, they are alive. They say, no, we will not destroy them, but you are their boss. You know that kind of thing. I like it. And then you pick a character and study. What do you want in life? Is it prosperity? Who should you study? Who should you study? I got a many characters to study. I prefer Solomon because the Bible says, in the days of Solomon, the Bible says he made gold in Jerusalem like dust. That is very interesting. Somebody that can make money like dust is somebody to study. How did he become prosperous? How did he maintain his prosperity? How did he, and was it by inheritance? Did he make his wealth? How was he prosperous? Very, very important. You pick a character and study. And then when you want to study on laziness and then betrayal, there are many people to study. Judas. When you study them, you avoid it like cancer. How do you get that? Every topic, there is topic for everything on the Bible. Sometimes I think some words are not in the Bible. Sometimes don't write the Bible, just put your words. And they're there. Altogether, so you study the character. Number 7 finally is devotional method. Altogether, devotionally, you carry the Bible and study devotionally. Now, this one has to be consistent devotionally. Now, there's another one that is not here, but I want to mention it is what we call the reading plan. Altogether, reading plan method. No reading plan. You make a reading plan all through the year. 6 months to finish the Bible. 3 months to finish the Bible. 4 months to finish the Bible. It's very, very important. I want to get that. That will help you with consistency. That will help you with. And then we have many reading plans. You can read based on the way the Bible was written, how it was written, and then help you. Now, there are things you need for study. Number one is your Bible, your Bible, and your book. You cannot say you are studying if you don't have a book. You are reading. Same with me. If I don't have a book, I am reading. But you have a book and a Bible, you are not ready to study the Bible. Altogether, you must have the number two is what we call a concordance. Concordance is what we call, it has alphabetical words in the Bible. All the alphabets in the Bible are in concordance. And then number three is commentaries. Commentaries are very, very important because they are explanatory notes of people that have gone ahead. Altogether, number four is Bible studies. Bible study, Bible. Now, this my Bible is my professional Bible. It's a good Bible I used to come for preaching. But this is not the Bible I used to study. In fact, I only use this Bible Sunday, Wednesday, Fridays. Altogether, I use the day's Bible for studying because it helps. Some study Bible have all these things we say that you can see the map, you can study the history, they will tell you the history about the book, how it was. Is it true? They are customized for studying. And then we have the lexicon. Lexicon will help you check Greek words and the Hebrew. And then number six is what we call Bible dictionary. Love in the secular Bible dictionary is different from love in the Bible. Is that true? Hatred in the Bible dictionary is different from hatred. And then number seven is maps. Maps are very important. When you saw the maps, you discover that when Jesus was moving in John chapter 4, from where he was going to where he was supposed to go was a straight road. But he meandered to go and meet another woman and then had an encounter and then went back to where he was going. You can appreciate the distance between the journeys. It will help. Now, all these things I mentioned when I was in school, I remember I bought all of them. But now you don't need to buy them because there are apps that have all of these things. Is it true? There are apps that have all of these things, all the time, that you need them in your phone. This is the first thing you have in your phone. Okay, that your phone is not permitted to operate if you don't have a strong Bible. If you don't have it, miss have it. Is that not true? You can meet it, you can get it, and teach them how, and get anybody want to learn, teach them how to use it. Should I have taught you? Teach everyone. It's very easy. It will help you. It helps. There is no mystery everywhere. When somebody says, I've got a revelation, maybe he has used that. Just look at the word. And then it will help you and open your mind. Now, how many of you have seen these methods? How many of you have seen a method that will fit you more? Have you seen a method that will fit you more? And then one that will be very, very good. Now, we are different people and different ones apply to us. Now, this is very, very important because it will help you. Now, dangers of wordlessness. What are the dangers of living a life without being worded? Number one is inevitable destruction. Captivity and painful existence. If you are not worthful, you are worthless. And if you are worthless, you will have inevitable destruction. You will live in captivity and your life will be full of pains. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are perpetually destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Is that true? Yes. Proverbs 11 verse 9, the B part of it. Proverbs 11 verse 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor. But what? Shall what? So he is just. He is righteous. What does the Lord say? He is righteous. But your righteousness alone will not deliver you. That's not true. Bible says, through knowledge shall the righteous be delivered. You will live in captivity. Something that you should know you should be free. And most of us have read the story of an elephant tied to a pole. And then he moved in a cycle for years. And after a while, he was removed from the pole. And he maintains that cycle. Is it true? You have read it. You have read of scientific empowerment of a fly. Normally, they fly up and then there was a barricade on top. Fly to the glass, come back. Fly to the glass, come back. After a while, he maintains a line. But I cannot fly above this. Even when the lid was removed, he flew to that distance and remained coming back. And he remained there. Why? Because your knowledge will deliver you from captivity. Altogether, the day you know you're the son of Buhari, you'll not be Lokoja. Even if he was, your mother was the fifth wife. Is it not true? No, you cannot be here. Now, why will you be living in UIC? Collecting that 3K. The day you know, you no longer be every pain in your life. The day you know that you are healed. Because all of us know that we are healed. But the day that the word of God has really entered your mind concerning your healing, you are free from pains for the rest of your life. And if it's emotional pain, you know that the day you know the word of God has entered your mind, the Bible says you'll be full with joy. How do you get that? Number two, consequence of worldlessness, what we call regrettable and irreversible negative life decisions. Regrettable and irreversible negative life decisions. Let's have 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 7 to 8. 1 Corinthians 2, 7 to 8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God had what? Ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 8. Which none of these princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified what? The Lord of glory. There are many things that people didn't know until when they are 45 and they gave their life to Christ. Is it true? And then they discover that tithing is the way to prosperity in this kingdom. And then they have lived up their life insulting pastors or collecting tithes. And by that time it was already too late. Is it true? And they have made a mistake that is irreversible. You make a lot of irreversible mistakes if you don't know. Some people didn't know that fornication is bad. I was telling you of a lady who was counseling. And the lady didn't even know that fornication is bad. 21st century, a graduate. And I can tell you from my experience, is true. There are many people that don't know it's bad. They have jumped from one bed to another, from Thomas to Johnson to Kennedy to Ebuka. And then they are 30. So it is bad that the marital bed is undefiled. They never knew. But they have made the mistake is irreversible. They can become spiritual virgins. But they cannot be physical virgins again. Go back, Abba. Alright. So the word of God will escape you from mistakes that are irreversible and negative decisions. When you know that disrespecting your burial is wrong, when you read Isaiah chapter Ephesians 6 verse 1, it says, honor your father in the Lord, for this is right. And this is the first commandment with your promise that it will be well with you, and you will live long. And then you are the one that was standing to your father, I am a big boy, and you cannot tell me what to do, because you have six packs. Your father talked to you and you answered him. There are people, you know, that people that do that. Reply your father face to face. Ilabaya. It will never be well with you. It is not me saying it now. It's the word of God. Black and white. If you don't honor your father, it will not be well with you. Even if he's a drunkard though, your father is what? Your father. If it's your mother, I watch a lady fall with her mother, remove her wrapper. You have not seen anything yet. Remove her wrapper. She held her breast. If I give birth to you, you will not marry. All the four of them, one of them is a popular person in Nigeria, you will know her name, not married to today. The word of God will deliver you from that bondage, from that mistake. There are many people that never got their parents' blessing to their parents' dad because they never know these things. Your father is washing right in front of you. Carry water, soap, and wash his clothes. When you are a baby, he washed you, washed your poo-poo, couldn't sleep because of you. And then you grow up, and then a grown-up person, your father is ironing his clothes, and you're watching and playing WhatsApp, and you're chatting. It's not the devil that's your problem. It can't be well with you. You have to honor him. Let's say you collect salary. Now you collect your salary. No matter what is your allowance. I bought my mother her first wrapper in secondary school. And secondary school was, our pocket money was 500 naira. Transport was 150. Gari major was 25 naira, 50 naira. I could tie my 50 naira. I could calculate it. But that was when I bought my mom her first wrapper. 100 level, I bought another wrapper. Every time. Because you cannot say to when you have 100,000 naira. When I was in NYC, when I went on, they knew I went back. Because I must honor them. There was a shoe I bought my brother till today. He doesn't wear another shoe. All his shoes, he packed them. That is the only shoe till today. Even when I went this April, it was 2 years ago, till today.
Not because, but because, ah, he saw that body shoe. He had the exact type of the shoe, the black color. The one I bought was brown. That black, he has not worn it since that time. But you know, there was an excitement your son that did this to you for you. Is that correct? He called me to his room. He said, "Nail this down." I remember one time I was going home when I started ministry. I didn't have money. My neighbor is a banker, Central Bank. So I gave him 2,000 naira note to change it to new 100 naira so that the envelope can look big. And I went and I gave my dad 100, it was in December. And then I gave my mom 2,000 naira, same 2,000 naira, that was 4,000 naira, that's correct. But it doesn't mean I can give money and the money will look big. The envelope was big and the money was minted 100 naira. In fact, at the end, the 200, the 2,000 I gave my mom, I was the one that spent it at the end. But she prayed and blessed me, you will prosper. My dad didn't spend 1 naira from that money. He called me to his room. He said, "Kneel down." He gave me this money. I said, "Yes." He said, "Kneel down." He prayed for me on my knees. I couldn't stand up. When I went to my room, it took me some minutes to get back to my senses. Because the blessing was, that is why I know no witch can kill me like that. My biological father and mother have blessed me. My spiritual father get 10% of everything I get in a month, monthly like that. I can't just be wasted like that. Do you understand? How we get that? So Tony that has escaped me, my father, if I don't agree with what he's saying, my mouth is quiet. I can't reply him. Right or wrong. Because I have learned it. That's the benefit of the word of God. Is that true? Number three. Danger of lawlessness is what we call demonic oppression, obsession, and molestation. Demonic oppression is a level. Obsession and then molestation. John chapter 10 verse 10. Your name is good man. 10:10:10. John 10:10. Now we say the thief cometh not what? But the thief cometh not but what? To steal and to kill and to destroy. I am gone that they might have life and that they might have it what? More abundantly. Mark chapter 5 from verse 5, Mark 5, 3 to 5. Without the word of God, you will easily be oppressed. Somebody can come and oppress you in the night. A witch can come and oppress you in the night. Why? Because you don't know anything. Who has his dwelling among the tombs and no man could bind him? No, we change. Okay, that because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains have been blocked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Now this is a lifestyle of oppression, possession, and obsession. It will happen to you if you don't have the word of God. There are many people, you see them oppressed. Observe what the God, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know that their body is the temple of the Lord. Altogether, they suffer a lot of things. Why? Because many people, and let me tell you a sign of demonic presence. Do you want to hear that sign? Now, a sign of a demonic presence in a Christian. So what we call acute sign and then chronic sign. Any medical personnel here? Any medical person here? We have acute and then, acute is the early symptoms. That's true. And then chronic is when the symptom is now fully blown. The first of acute and then it is the same for chronic is when you begin to insult men of God and churches. That is the acute and chronic symptoms of a demon. I'm telling you. When you begin to see faults in men of God and churches, a demon is in your life. Especially if you're a Christian. A demon is in your life. There is no other explanation. People that is open, it's not them, it's not their logical life. Because this is somebody that has brought more healing, more schools, more miracles. He didn't buy everything. Everything he had was given to him. And you have problem with him, and you have not done one thing for your local government. Even your family have even bought them breakfast one day. A demon is in you, and he has made your mind. People, when suddenly you lose interest in the things of God. All these presidents, all these people say, missing it, they didn't insult your leader and church people. A demon is at work. I can tell you from experience, it's true. Are you getting that? And then you begin to be oppressed. Oppression is physical. You begin to have sickness. Obsession is mental. After a while, you don't feel like going to church again. You don't feel like listening to a message again. You don't feel like playing a music video again. And then the advanced thing is possession and molestation. I know of a house that every night somebody come and flog them. I know them personally. He said, today in the night somebody flogged me. And therefore, I don't know, I'm not even there. You are standing and cane is wiring your body. But the devil is interested. A man 60-year-old cannot sleep like a baby. Because somebody in the house for over 15 years to today still happening. But they have refused to change. Not on a Sunday as I'm preaching on a Sunday morning at home. No interest for the word of God because it started at a level once he was committed and an elder and then a demon took over or a spirit took over there after a while. No interest in the word of God and then they are sent to molestation. No prophecy. Many men of God have come and do vigil and this is not changed. I said no prophecy can change it. Because you can get a demon in a service today. They will wait for you as they can. And you're about to enter it again after. The way they will enter it through anger. They can come and say, you will not even hurry yourself. You think it's your father's house. Don't even talk to me like that. I'm not your mate. You know what I'm talking to you. And the demon say, welcome back. You just enter. That's the problem. But the word of God is not there. You are sent there to that life. We cast, like I said on Wednesday, when falling and rising was tired. The same one day we pray, people will pray for them. They will fall down and turn up. They will roll and you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. And then you feel anointed. Next Monday prayer meeting, they are the ones on the floor again. And after 5 or 7 times, I said, oh boy, I won't put you like this. Nobody will tell me they did ya. Nobody will tell me they did ya. I told myself, I resolved. Because the Bible says that he has anointed us to preach deliverance. Is that what the Bible says? Deliverance or the highest form of deliverance is Bible preaching and knowledge. But people that they don't like it, they like to fall down and stand up, they like to fall down and stand up, they like to fall down, and then they stand up with empty barren head. The demons left, and the Bible says he came back and see you empty. They go and look for 7 dangerous ones. Analog ones. Believe that on 1 hour, next time is 7 hours, and then they'll go, they'll come back with that empty head. They go and bring 7, 10, they will not go to India. And bring foreign demons. Listen to this show when it's busy. Foreign things are happening. Very, very funny. In India, you carry India and they now go to China. Those ones are eating physically. You carry that, they'll go to Japan. So your brain is empty. No one, nothing. You don't know that your body is the temple of God. May you not be worthless in the name of Jesus Christ. Vow I must know. I must be word grafted, my gene, my DNA, my blood. When you caught a Bible in the dream, you are worded. You know what I mean now? Let me give you a when a demon is chasing in a dream and you caught the Bible, it's no longer your brain now. Your spirit now has it. If you're quoting Bible, thou shalt not in, and then you quote in jail. I wish I could be marketing in jail Bible. When you caught a dream, a Bible in the dream. When God appeared to Solomon, what do you know that it was a dream? And his spirit spoke, and the Bible equated to even when God appeared to you physically. So have the word of God so that be free from oppression and of molestation. Just one night when I started ministry, in my apartment, I was just sleeping. I don't hear any movement around. And it was late. I don't sleep normally before 12 or 1. My body doesn't score. There's nothing I will do that will sleep. I will just be awake. So I have more time to sleep. So I cannot be sleeping and a demon is disturbing me. See, me again, I enter my blanket very well. Let me see the witch. Like I enter my room. Put hand on my neck. And say, hey, I cannot shout Jesus Christ. I will never shout Jesus. If the witch survive it. That is the same room I pray for 10 hours, 12 hours consistently. My Bible, the room is atmosphere on its own. A witch that will survive you is not born. That's why I've been praying for witch. I can't bind in the name of Jesus. I read the story of a man of God. He went there and wanted to sleep. And then he woke up in the night. And then he saw something moving. I bind, I cast. He said he was casting till 5 a.m. When it was 5 a.m. and the sun began to rise, he saw that he was a raincoat. True life story. You know what generals? First 6 is one of them. I won't mention the name. Okay, that it was a raincoat. That was when he knew that, oh boy, his life had to change and he began to pursue God. Many things you are praying and buying don't exist. All you need to know is to know. I've seen plenty of things. Woke up, open my door, my leg was on a snake. The snake took off. Literally, you're here, not far. And that place is cement, the whole compound is cement. Just open my door, was a snake. Open my toilet, a scorpion was right in front of me. There was no way for a scorpion to enter. And to God be my witness. I don't even pray. I don't know how to all I pray now. I find the spirit of serpent and spirit. I find the spirit of buying and selling. No. I know it can't happen. But I say, no weapon, I'm telling you, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If the snake is snaky enough, let me enter the room. Why was he by the door? So there are certain things you know that it will free you from certain prayer points. You are free forever. Okay, don't allow any demon to corner you anyhow. I will enter your body. If you will enter, you don't even need to believe to enter. You enter normally. Why you enter? So people will wired up and down, up and down. May you not be ignorant. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, a life of failure, timidity, and humiliation, coupled with embarrassment as balance. The danger of war level is a life of failure, timidity, humiliation, and embarrassment. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Because we don't know that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You'll be fearful all the rest of your life. You will be timid. You will be easily intimidated. According as the divine power has given us all things that what? Pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory. Many things that people are praying for are prayer that are answered. Give us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is already there. And what the Holy Spirit say? When you come to church, don't be saying, Holy Spirit, welcome your presence. It's a wrong prayer. How do you know that? We welcome your presence. That is a wrong prayer. You'll be intimidated. Some stories are coming to my head. Are you going to deliver and go and see people running because of the demon? Somebody just manifested. Some people just find their way and begin to run. Because they don't want demons to be cast and enter their body. Afraid of witch and wizard more than God. If a Babalawo said we want the whole family to be here by 7 on Saturday. But many people will be here. 6:30 they are here. When the pastor say, I want the family to come, say, I'm busy. I had a business appointment. They don't respect God, but they respect the doctor. Church people are very interesting, you know? What they need to hear, they will not hear. What they prefer, give me. Prophesy, you buy a new car, you buy a new one, you buy a lot, you mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, the hand of the Lord is upon me, and I'm here to prophesy. Someone of you are here. There are people like, for any time that teaching them, they are not interested. You know how the life of failure, timidity and humiliation because of the word of God in your life. You will not be embarrassed in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be embarrassed. Number six, finally, is dirty, helpless lifestyle of sin. Dirty, and a helpless lifestyle of sin. Psalm 119 verse 9. Don't forget dangers of worldlessness. Dirty and a helpless lifestyle of sins. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, but wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to what? To thy word. There was a time I was reading a documentary about a prostitute or a prostitution, a particular place in Lagos that is not for prostitution. See, one lady was saying that they can have 20 customers, only her can have 20 customers in one day. And that one said, can have 17 customers. I'm just watching. One of the customers can be a mechanic, just looking from his work. Still dirty, smelling with the sweat of the day. Just come and jump on your body. After that one, another one will come. That one can be a messiah. Similarly, jump on your body. One can be fat, slim, slender, fat. Different body shape. That is a dirty lifestyle. Some people say there's professional one. Somebody can come and carry to his house for a whole night. Another one carried it. No matter how they don't even know the house, where the way the house is looking, whether there is fan, mosquito, where it was, and then you go. That is dating lifestyle. Sin is dirty on its own natural state, dirty. Some people that prophesy in gossip. I've not spoken about somebody, I'm not happy. Hi, Papa, do you know me told me something on Wednesday? You know, it's because I know you. That's what I'm telling you. Don't tell him. Now, this is going to be a secret. He said XYZ, XYZ. And then I come and meet Sister Vicky. You know what I mean? He told me that since you joined the choir, see, this is because I'm your pastor. That's what I'm telling you. Don't tell me. There are people that are good at that. They keep on breaking houses. That is a they are perpetual liars. Some people like manly quarrels, fight. Their face always tied like bone. They're not comfortable with peace. Anywhere there is peace, they're not happy. Because you are fighting with everybody in the room. You have a problem. Everybody cannot be wrong. And the only one that is right. This one, the way he kill his shoe, I'm happy. This one, the way he kill his bad, I'm not happy. This one, the way he play with his phone and music, I'm not happy. This one, the way he should flaunt money, I'm not happy. You have a problem with everybody. By the time you are 30, everybody is ready. You don't have real friends. How together? This rain may continue to pray so that all of us will be. praise God. So the danger of holiness is dirty lifestyle of sin. What is the first danger that I gave you? The first danger was what? Number two. Number three. And then number four. And then number six. Okay, number six. Okay, I didn't give you one. Lifestyle of slavery. And denial of legal rights in God. The lifestyle of slavery and denial of legal rights in God. The Bible says that all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go therefore. Though you have all the power, you have all the authority, but you live in slavery. Matthew 28 verse 18. And then Psalms 91, 23, Psalms Isaiah 54, 7. They say, no, we perform. So, despite the fact that all these things are available, you will live as a slave. Remember Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. It says that a child differeth not from a servant, though he be Lord of all, will step under tutor unto his praise. Is that correct? Now, how do you apply the word of God to your personal life and then we close? How do you apply? Don't forget, this is the last day on the Sunday morning, then on Wednesday on meditation. How do you apply the word of God? Number one is daily dosage of the word into your spirit. Daily dosage. Acts chapter 6 verse 4 and then Acts 17 verse 11. Daily dose of the word into your spirit to acquire understanding and knowledge. The Bible says, and we will give ourselves, Acts chapter 6 verse 4 says, for we will give ourselves continually towards prayer and to the ministry of the word. Continually. Acts chapter 17 verse 11, talking about the Berean Christians. The Bible says that daily they look at the word of God. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in the morning, that in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and search the spirit of what? Daily. I said something on Wednesday. How do you get up? How do you get up? I said that your body needs what to grow. Your body needs what? Food, nutrition to grow. Is that correct? And I said your soul needs what to grow. Information, the more you feed your mind, the better your mind becomes. Your mind grows, expands. Then you have traveled to many cities, he has read books. And then your spirit needs what? Revelation. What as food is to your body, information to your mind and your soul, revelation is to your spirit. 1 Peter 2:1 says, as newborn babes, earnestly desire the sincere milk of the word, that you will not grow thereby. So you can only grow in your spirit by the word of God. For a daily dose, nobody is not, everybody is busy. How do you know that? Nobody has time or plenty of time. The best thing that can happen is you create time for something. If you want to read the Bible, you read. If you don't want to, you have 40 excuses to give. So you know that. If Favour wants to call you every day, she will call you. If she doesn't, she will have 31 excuses. My phone battery was low. There was no network. There was no phone. If she wants to call you, she will call you every day. That's who? That is the way that we call it. If you want to study the Bible, you read. If you thought you will have 35 reasons to be, you can read the Bible every day. That's the truth. You can. Say, I can. Read the Bible every day. I am delivered from excuses. I am too busy. I was too sleepy. You can be sleeping and you're carrying the Bible. Some people have found the Bible to be a sleeping recipe. The one who sleep, they carry the Bible, and then the sleep will just come automatically. So when you sleep, the sleep will not come in. Then you are smiling. You are not one of them. You are then they carry the Bible. The first person that was feeling sleepy, put a movie. The body will come back to alignment. It's not true. Put a movie. Or a sister can call him. I want to talk to you about something. Are you sleeping? No, no, I'm not sleeping. I want to make a talk. Can talk, but because they want to find out the truth. Or let the same lady say, please, I want to study the book of Apostle after the Apostle 13 and explain to me. I've been studying, and the lady you want to ask out, your eye will open. Is that the truth? So, don't have any excuse. We don't have any excuse. Number two, the third one is how to apply it to have what daily dosage of the word into our spirit. Number two is what healthy reverence. And respect for the word. Healthy reverence and respect for the word of God. Isaiah 66 verse 2 and then Job 23 verse 12. Job 23 verse 12 says, I have exalted the word of God above my necessary food. And then Isaiah 62 verse 2, the deep part is our emphasis, that says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. Is that correct? I had a Muslim that was a Muslim. I was in 500 level, he was in 100 level. My other roommate was a 500 level, also engineering. And the guy came in, he kept his Bible on top of the bunk like this. And then that guy came and shifted it and sat down. The guy came, the way he spoke to him, he forgot he was a senior. That is the way they respect their physical Bible. Now you can say, no, it's the word of God. I've watched men of God, I respect, throw the Bible down. Now, when they threw it down, it was out of illustration or something. It was not out of disdain or commonizing the word of God. Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes. But you, it is normal that your Bible, you are looking for space in your back. Oh, my Bible, this space. Okay, let me fold it, put it under. The way you look at me, I think it's not practically. Many people do it, you know that. For their Bible, that is because in the Bible, I can even buy a new one. Yes. There's no healthy. Now, I'm not saying you must esteem the word of God, but this is Logos, is that correct? And don't forget, I always say that you cannot have Rhema without Logos. You must value the word of God. There's a sense of value you must have. You're looking for space in your Bible, in your phone. Why do you believe it's your Christian Bible? Because you're looking for space. Am I too practical? Many people do it. They are looking for space. There is a Nigeria useless movie. If I hear about one for that matter, you won't believe. What you want to look for is a message by Apostle Selman and delete. No reference at all. 55 MB. That one is even one day. This one, I need to watch it 2 times again. I cannot delete it. You delete that message. Delete a Bible. Because you want to install a very, very useless Amazon Access Bank app, and they have the Amazon Bank app. I need this one, I need this one. You delete a Bible. Me, my love, another Bible. You must respect the word of God. Have respect. Have value. Don't sit down in your, because the place is hot. You put your Bible and sit down on top. It's very, very wrong. People do it. You can carry everything. That's why many people, when their house is burning, like I said on Friday, they can walk inside and carry their document and leave their Bible. They can say, yes, you can buy the Bible again. But there are many people that they will carry the Bible and leave the document. So have a healthy respect for the word of God. Say today, I repent. In case by mistake, I dishonor the word of God. I receive the grace to value and esteem the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. All together? Number three is have faith and believe in God's words. Have faith and believe in God's words. Luke chapter 1 verse 45 and then Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. The Bible says, blessed is she that believes, but there shall be a performance of those things that are told of her. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Okay. And blessed is she that believes, but there shall be a performance of those things which you have told her from the Lord. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Say, he that must come to God must believe that what? Though that said it's impossible to believe, but he that comes to God must believe that he is. And that's a reward of him. So you must believe that the Bible says what it means. And means what it says. Do you understand? The Bible says what it means and what means what it says. Take it by the word. Anything you see in the Bible is possible. When the Bible says all of you shall prosper, it means all of us shall what? When the Bible says you will be the head, it means you will what? Be the head. When the Bible says you cross nations, I will take you far, it means you go far. What you see is what you believe, is what you receive. All together? So believe the word of God. I know the truth is many people don't believe prophecy. If I tell you, you shall not die. As I'm even prophesying, your response shows you don't believe what I'm saying. When the native doctor, a woman you met in the market, international market, Taiwan rapper, losing some weight, you see what will happen to you. Sometimes she prayed and said, you see what will happen to you. Suddenly you begin to have faith in what you say. Is it not true? Many people believe native doctors than pastors. People can comfortably steal in church. They can steal microphone and empty the church. Have you not heard it before? Can somebody steal the native doctor? Have you ever heard of arm robbing a native doctor? Have you ever heard it? You cannot even, how can you steal the chicken the floor for sacrifice? Ah, yeah, you know you are dead. They have dug your burial ground already. Somebody brought a bottle of wine and then the native doctor came and said, hey, that wine is not there. No, it's not possible. But there are people that join ushering in church. Purpose and aim, steal money. In a place like Redeemed Church, in a place like Winners, even MF, you're not afraid though. You saw cancer leaving people. You saw a blind man was sitting next to you and the person rose up. You saw power and you could not believe, but they will never believe. I remember one conference of the Paul and said that if you pick one pin in this conference, all the cancers that left people will visit you. He began to measure sicknesses, vascular intravenous cancer of the kidney. To make all the diseases that he said they will follow you and your family for life. That was not happening in Gehazi. They said if you go to Israel and you meet a leper, he's from Gehazi's family. See today. But that was what Elisha said. A man was blind and they begin to take him to the mad. Begin to take him to the native doctors. The native doctors said that there is only one place he can be here. Take him to living faith. He came and stole Turin Shiloh. And Bishop Oedepo is my kind of person. Kill them. No, no, Benjamin. You will not kill me and repent later. You know that kind of people. You pick anything in this Shiloh, you run mad. And the guy thought he was joking. Oh, he run mad. Native doctor referred him. Prescription, living faith. Prescription, living faith. This one the pass our power. Yes. So choose to believe the word of God. Believe prophecy. You know, many people that believe the prophecy from men of God, they see testimonies. I stood here during the conference. It was Nandong that preached. And then I just had in my spirit, tell the people, anyone that made a commitment with me, I will honor him. That was what I said. Michael believed it and he said he was sitting down here and he believed it and he said, God, I made a commitment to you. Do this for me, I will do this. Has God not honored him? And there are many people that were in that service also. So maybe let me know what I said seriously. Do you know that? Yes. That's why you must be able to believe God's servants. Believe the word of God. Believe the Bible. When the Bible says that, no weapon. When they go and believe the editor and say, bring chicken, bring tortoise, bring 50,000 naira, no bullet will enter your body, your audacity. The guy has taken those things. And then after leaving the native doctor, he has become audacious. He's looking for who to shoot him. He believed the native doctor, true of us. True of us. But the Bible told you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you don't believe. You don't believe. And the only way you can believe is by more word. Because faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. The more you are around somebody like the poor, the nature you become rugged. Is that true? You become mad. Don't think about your brain. The abnormality angle will shift a little. You become natural because as you hear him, you become violent in your spirit. By hearing him after a while, listen to somebody before, you listen to somebody like Ben's daughter, you have faith over time. When you listen to me, I have a way I behave, and there is something I always emphasize. As you hear it often and after again, you begin to think in that angle. What do you know that? So hear the word of God and believe it. Example, I believe I cannot be poor. It cannot happen. You cannot be around me and be poor. If you are poor, I will avoid you after 5 years. No. Because being around me for 5 years, talking about your life will change financially. How do you get that? Yes, it must change. It must change. Number four, a decision to practice the word of God. That's what we are looking at. How to apply the word of God. Until you decide to practice the word of God, you have no value. James 1:22 says, be doers of the word of God and not what? Hearers only. Then he said what? Deceiving yourself. You are the one doing yourself. Look at your neighbor and say, you are doing yourself. By not practicing the word of God. No, you are not telling your neighbor. Say, you are doing yourself. By not practicing the word of God. That is the truth. If the word of God say, honor your father, honor him. If the word of God say, show to them that minister to you spiritual things, do it. Tell us who. If the word of God say, look decent. There's an attire that looks like an alum. Look decent. If the word of God says anything to you, do it. If the word of God says, don't sleep like a lazy person. Don't sleep. Don't sleep till your back begins to pain you. You know that the sleep that you sleep, your back begins to pain you. You know that kind of sleep. Even your body is telling you you're overslept. That's what your body is telling you. This sleep is too much. But it's time. You just make a way. The way you smile like he's a victim. How to get up? That the way you sleep, that even your body will begin to pain you. Don't be sleeping like that. I see you have a covenant with sleep. You are practicing death. You are rehearsing death. 24 hours you sleep and wake up by 10. And you wake up and stretch. And then go and take food. Breakfast, meditation. Mama, eat food. After eating, you go back to your room. You know, there's an anointing that comes to your body after eating. For another round. And then you go to your bed. And then you do round two. Wake up and then watch a movie. And then that's how the old day goes. And then you have 25. Don't forget that it's 21 plus one day. And then you have 26 plus one day as wasted. Continue. You are doing yourself. You have told your neighbor. You have told him already, right? You are doing yourself. Practice the word of God. That is why that was the time I prayed that Lord take away sleep from me. That was when I could not sleep from 12 again. I need Bishop Wade to sleep for 4 hours a day, maximum 6 hours. John Wesley, not John Wesley. They said that this schedule was as rigid as the sun. By 10 p.m. he's on his bed. No matter what happened, if the wife wants to talk or do anything, by 10 he's sleeping. And 4 a.m. he's up. It was documented in his that his schedule, you know the way the sun rise up at this time. That was his schedule. 10 p.m. on bed, 4 a.m. and he prays for 2 hours. How can he fail? How you get that? So decide to practice the word of God. And then finally, a lifestyle of prayer will help you with the word of God. A lifestyle of prayer. Because prayer fired up the word of God. Prayer is something. Prayer is something that fired up. It's like, you know, the way fire cooks up food. Is that correct? Prayer helps you. Prayer helps you to apply the word. Prayer helps you to. Don't forget, you must have an attitude of storing the word of God in your head. How do you get that? Memorize scripture is not carnal. It's not charity to be cramming scriptures. Two ways scriptures come to you. They can enter your spirit by revelation. The other one, you can memorize it. Memorize is very important though. All together, let us begin. After a while, how do you get the revelation? I don't know many people how they get the revelation, but personally, when scriptures are on my head, I can be walking, and then it will just open up. But hey, so this is what you were saying. Just open up. Is that happened to you before? As I put it, it's like that. That means you show more Bible. If the cloud be full, it what? Empties itself. That's not correct. So memorize cram Bible. I remember Philippians 4:13. That was the memory when I was in the school. I was shaking when I was memorizing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Till I die, I can't forget it. How do you get up? You know those scriptures memorized during Children's Day in Sunday school. That was my father. Philippians 4:13. I can never forget it. Memorize. Let them blow in my head. When somebody asks you, where is the Bible? They say, no, we come from against me. I know it's around, I don't remember. It's around Mark. You know those days when I was still looking for downstairs. When I was deciding who is the lady, one day we went for prayer with a man of God and he came with his church members. And I saw one beautiful, fair looking lady. I said, this one is a potential candidate. So I now went close to her. Let me look at her for the committee scene. And I went close to her. And then the man of God said, open the book of Psalms. And I saw her struggling in the New Testament. And then I think you missed it. She was there. Physically, I moved away. I went back to where I was. I said, no, this may not anything. But the woman is my equal. Where are we going to start from? I moved away. I went back to where I was standing. I said, well, from where? Hallelujah. So not the word of God. At least the same book of Haggai. At least you are struggling. I know you are struggling after Proverbs and then before. At least when they say Haggai or something like that. But when we find you around a man in Ezra, we know the cases, Oyo. And he said, how many people are looking for Psalms in you? At least Psalms, so not even Hosea, Haggai, Obadiah, there's one chapter. I was looking for it. A very beautiful lady. It's not me. For somebody, praise God. Are you blessed?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.